Hey everybody, it's Chichiki with Penguin Fringe Abyss, and tonight we are playing Call of Cthulhu 7th Edition. This is a scenario out of Stygian Fox Publishing's Fear Sharpen Needle Saga. This one is called Poetry Night. So this scenario takes place in a mountain community in rural Appalachia called Pine County. It's the Pine County Artist Enclave. Home to artists, poets, and professional psychics. The enclave is centered around a village called Whispering Pines, which is located it's an 85-minute drive from the nearest urban area. It is a quiet community where everyone knows one another and little of consequence happens.
Right. That's the scenario.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
It's just going to be 2 hours of us listening to bad poetry, listeners.
All right.
We're sure you'll enjoy it.
Yep, sounds good. So why don't we go around the table, introduce characters, and then I will get us started.
I'm Emily. I'm playing Razelle Danae. There's an accent over the E. Yes, that one. I'm a doctor.
I'm John, and I'll be playing Barnaby Sam Crow. He's an artist that specializes in taxidermy, and he ain't got no teeth.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nikki, and I'm playing Cynthia Ellison, and she is an art teacher.
You are all at a location within the Pine County Artists Enclave called the Lakeside Coffee House. Now, when I say coffee house, this is actually not just a coffee house. It's actually a rather large building. It's almost like a venue that you could do, like, you know, a wedding at or something like that. But this area that you guys are in is kind of like the public everyday coffee house. The Lakeside is a coffee house located approximately half a mile from Whispering Pines, serving a wide variety of coffees, teas, and baked goods. It has comfortable furniture, small intimate tables, a fireplace, and four large bookcases. The books are a mix of classic volumes and works donated by local authors and are for on-premise reading only. Enforced by shotgun. The coffee house sits beside Juniper Lake and has a large rear deck accessible through two large floor-to-ceiling glass doors, offering breathtaking views. It is a beautiful location where couples go on dates, small weddings are held, and photo shoots take place. The Lakeside also hosts special events such as art shows, acoustic music performances, and a monthly poetry night. Our curtain opens as you guys are probably just snapping for some local poet. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Who's just taking the podium or who's just left the podium? Does anyone where is everyone located? Where is everyone? What's everyone drinking? Is everyone having a good time? Why are you here?
I'm in a cozy armchair, and I am drinking a chai tea, and I am reading Sylvia Plath.
Oh. I'm going to nod and pretend I know what the words you said.
I have a large chai tea. I'm sitting by a hardwood chair by the glass doors looking out at the lake, and I'm reading the most recent issue of Taxidermy Monthly.
Taxidermy Monthly.
I'm drinking a chamomile tea this evening. Probably off in a corner, but if I can. Somewhere quietish, but around people, because I'm in the public.
Okay.
But it's just a relaxing night for me.
Okay, sounds good. There's probably a good, I'm going to say probably about 30 people here, including you all. Most of them are there. So, the fireplace it's a rather large fireplace. It's probably got a couple of your works, mounted on it, John. Mm-hmm. And, they've kind of set up a small podium with like a little bit of a stage riser basically. And basically they're just, you know, people are coming in and doing everything. The owner of the place is, kind of acting as MC kind of thing. Most of it's pretty bad, I'm not gonna lie. The scenario actually asked me to, like, find some bad poetry, but I'm not gonna put our listeners through that. So you can imagine bad poetry. I'm sure we've all been to poetry nights before, and it's amateur poetry is an interesting experience. There's lots of people, maybe about five or six of them, are actually, like, right in a table immediately right off the podium, who've set up, like, their phones. One person has a actual, like, rather nice video camera that's set up on a tripod, very similar to what I've got my mic on, that's recording everything, and everyone seems to be having a pretty darn good time. Are you guys just enjoying yourselves, or is there any particular reason why you're here? John, what did you say you're drinking?
Chai tea.
Okay.
What time of the year is it?
Hmm?
What time of the year is it?
It is, probably around, like, late April, early May. So it's not particularly cold out, but it's cool.
Yeah.
Especially up in the mountains.
Well, I'm here to get out of the house. It smells a bit like ammonia nitrates because I've been, you know, stuffing some animals. And I like the smell here. It smells a lot better in my place. And despite it being bad poetry, I do enjoy listening. It gives me inspiration for my next pieces.
Okay. But yeah, if any of you are recording, the owner says that recording of the performers and posting it on social media is allowed, but they ask that people tag the Lakeside and the performer's artist page when doing so. So, yeah, like, the evening progresses, and then the poetry slams down. Good game, everybody. No.
Yay! Great game. Real short, real nice.
Mm, yep. Good tea.
Yeah. I survived.
That's your first.
And a last.
So eventually, probably about six or seven people in, there is, because when you walked in, there was, like, a sign-up sheet for, like, you know, stuff. They cut the sign-up sheet into strips and they're just pulling it out of a hat. And maybe about the fifth or sixth person up, the MC, calls a gentleman by the name of Ron Kendall. Now, are you guys local? I know, John, you said that you're local. Are you two local as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
You're not local?
I am not.
Where are you from?
I think I probably work in, like, in the nearest town, which is, like,
85 minutes away.
85 minutes away. Mm-hmm. So, like, not local, but...
Okay, but you come up here for, like, the breeze and everything like
that. Yeah.
All right. So, you two have heard of Ron Kendall before. He's like, an aspiring young poet. When he first started showing up here about 7-8 months ago, he was bad, is the term. Really bad. However, he seems to be getting pretty good. It kind of seems like a couple of the other poets have kind of taken him under his, taken him under their wing and kind of coached him, you know, and it's improving. It's not there, but it's improving. As you look over, Randall is just shoving, like, a pill bottle or something into his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Randall? Ron Kendall?
Ron Kendall. Sorry. Yeah, he shoves a couple of pills in his mouth. He knocks down, like, two double espressos.
That's only four shots.
Yeah.
But like, to after just the knock pills? Them back.
Yeah, to wash down the pills.
I've done it.
Okay.
But you're a barista.
There's a difference.
You're right.
And he approaches the podium. Does he pass any of you on his way to the podium?
No, like I said, I'm over by, like, the double glass
doors. Yep, and then you're off in a corner.
I'm in an armchair, so I feel like they'd be, like, in the middle areas.
So okay. Probably.
Okay, give me a spot hidden.
Spot hidden?
Yep.
That passes.
Okay. as he passes you, you get a whiff of, a very, very strong, like, deodorant or maybe, like, a topical cream or something like that. like, extremely strong, like, overpoweringly strong. As he walks past a couple of, or one person, they, like, actually kind of, like, get a whiff of it and actually, like, cough a little bit. Like, oh, wow, holy crap. Someone near you, Nikki, comments, caffeine is the only thing holding that boy up. He looks nervous as hell. So he takes the mic, and he introduces himself as, Ronald Kendall, and says, he will be performing two poems of his own composition. And I will read you his first poem. It's like on a half sheet of paper, just like this. And I will, everyone give me spot hiddens now so I don't have to worry about it when.
No.
Delta, what's crit for this?
Crit is, under a fifth.
I crit.
Sweet.
But I pass.
So fail, pass, crit. Okay. After I read the poem, then I'll get you those.
Just gonna get different dice.
We've hit that part of the evening, and it's only been
first roll.
One roll.
We're 12 minutes in. Along the shore, the cloud waves break. The twin suns sink behind the lake. The shadows lengthen in Carcosa. Strange is the night where black stars rise, and strange moons circle through the skies. But stranger still is lost Carcosa. Songs that the Hades shall sing, where flap the tatters of the king, must die unheard in dim Carcosa. Song of my soul, my voice is dead, die through unsung as tears unshed, shall dry and die in lost Carcosa. Nikki.
Yes.
You notice that a couple of the patrons, specifically an African-American gentleman in a wheelchair, and this one, like, teenage, she's dressed in kind of, like, pale makeup, black dress, kind of, like, emo goth kind of thing, immediately, like, look at each other, and they're just, like, they kind of get annoyed. Like, they have this, like, really annoyed look at their face. John, you notice that, and a third person, a woman who's kind of like, sitting off to the side, actually there's two more, so a woman who's sitting off to the side, probably like right in your, like probably in the next table mm-hmm. ahead of you, you kind of hear her mutter her under her breath, like, what the fuck, what is he doing? And there's another gentleman, probably maybe, late 30s, just like in a t-shirt and stuff. At about when he starts the third stanza, the guy gets up in a huff, slams a $50 bill on the table loud enough for the whole room to hear it, and then storms off.
What was that? What did he look like? Sorry, just t-shirt.
He's just like a t-shirt, jeans, like a kid.
Okay.
Well, not a kid, 30. Late 30s. Okay. Like me.
Okay.
Wow. John, you kind of get the impression, based on all of this and based on the woman ahead of you's reaction, that they know, these four people, know that that was that the poem that he read was not an original work. And that's why they're so pissed. Because mm-hmm. that's blasphemy in a poetry night.
Yeah, don't fucking do that.
Yeah. Fuck.
Bad form.
So,
I'm just like, huh, I've heard that before. Huh.
In another place. In another life.
John, you can also give me another spot hidden roll, because you're so close to the window.
That's gonna fail.
Fail? Okay. So do any of you do anything?
I'll say what I said.
Bad form. The woman who's in the thing kind of overhears you and looks, and she's just like, I know, right?
Shame these young people. They ain't even write their own poetry.
She's just like, I don't think we've ever been introduced. My name's Anita Simmons.
Barnabas M. Crow.
Oh, pleasure to meet you, Mr. Crow. Have you been coming here long?
Well, long as I've been alive and this place has been open.
Wow. Never better.
Oh, God. Like, well, I'm surprised I've never seen you. Someone so well read. With the poetry.
I dabble. I'm more of a. Some would call it sculpture. I do taxidermy. Some of my pieces are up on the mantle there.
All right. Are any of the weird pieces up on the mantle?
No. Those are my personal collection and shared with close friends.
Gotcha. So your Pikmin collection, basically.
It's not called that.
And she looks and she's like, "Oh, wow! They're so lifelike. That's amazing. How do you do that?"
It takes years of practice. It's all in the eyes, you know. You really gotta polish them right. Get a little bit of nice paint. I like to do a little white dot to mimic a bit of reflection. That way, no matter where you look at them, they look like they're a bit more alive and they're putting off a bit of light, like a real living creature.
Fascinating. That's very fascinating. While this conversation's happening, Ron, there was a few snaps here and there, but not really many. Yeah, he's like fumbling around in his papers. He actually like drops one or two of them. Like his hands are shaking. Like he has got to shake something awful.
Like those four shots he just had were his 16th.
Yeah, you actually look over to his table, and there's lines of cups.
We have some guy who comes in every day and gets 10 shots with 2 pumps of hazelnut, so...
Hey, I don't judge. I just, you know, coffee's coffee. She actually, as he finds his thing and starts to read his second poem, she actually... May I?
Oh, yes, please.
So she joins you, and, Ron begins his next poem, which he calls Unmasking the Lie. He starts to then mumble some stuff. It doesn't even look like he's reading off of the paper that's in front of him anymore. He's just kind of like mumbling stuff. It's probably really hard for you to hear all the way in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He mumbles some, so you're able to hear this most clearly.
Yeah.
John, I'll give you a listen check for it.
And I'm just like, what are you doing?
You can give me a listen check too with a penalty die.
That's a pass.
Okay.
No.
All right. He mumbles something about masks and truth and lies and the hypocrisy that is our day-to-day lives. Rhymed, see?
Wow.
The nobility and the soothing embrace of entropy. Then suddenly, he rips open his shirt, snapping buttons and baring his chest for the room to see. Carved in his chest. Sand check, first off.
Yeah. Passed.
Good.
All right. Still lose one.
Yep.
Fair enough.
And also, I need you all to create a new skill on your character sheet.
Okay.
Just name it C, like the letter C.
Okay.
And put the sanity that you lost into that skill.
So far, ooh. Just one.
Mm-hmm.
Neato. I wonder what it's doing.
Ron's bare flesh has been carefully carved away to form an open wound in the shape of this.
Oh, boy.
That's not right.
Boy, oh, boy.
Yes. And for the record, listeners, if you look at the podcast page on PenguinFridgeAbyss.com, that's what I just showed everybody.
I have a tattoo of that.
That's horrifying. Why do you have a tattoo of that?
Why not?
His entire torso is discolored with ribbons of purple and red, oozing white pus from cracks and open sores. His body is bloated with infection and reeks of gangrene, which everybody in the whole room can smell. Mm. Sand checks.
I
fail.
I pass.
All right. I'm gonna say, Nikki is gonna lose one, John is going to lose one, yours is going to be more because you're a medical doctor and you know things. So you're gonna lose 3.
Alright.
Once again, Any sanity you lose goes into that skill. So, the yellow sign is crisply outlined in black necrotic flesh. The arms of the symbol seem to move and writhe because every, and you can see, because every centimeter of the wound is covered in fat yellow maggots. Greedily feasting on the poet's rotting body. As the room erupts in screams.
I wish I might bring my shotgun in.
Oh, anyone want to do anything?
And next to the door, is there like a handle close by to me that I can like rush out and puke off the deck?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright. As the room erupts and screams, Ron begins speaking in a strange alien language. Languages? Anybody?
Latin? French?
Nope. I don't want to crack a guess at what language I was looking for.
Arabic?
Nope. Alien language.
Aklo?
There you go. He quickly recites a complex chant whose discordant nature is painful and confusing to hear, Sandals.
Hooray!
So many Sandals!
I pass!
Alright, you're good.
Ah, far.
Alright, you're good.
This is fine.
He quickly,
I've seen worse.
Very, very quickly says this. Once the chant is done, he pulls out, a revolver, like a .38 special snubnose, from his pocket, places it under his chin, and fires. Sandal?
Oh my god. Jesus Christmas.
That one's a fail.
I fail.
I fail.
Alright. Nikki, 2. John, 2.
I'm a doctor.
6.
Damn!
Does this also get added to C?
Yes.
All of it gets added
yep.
to C.
All sanity from here on in is going to get added to C unless I tell you otherwise.
Cool.
All
right.
His head pitches backwards, his portions of his brain and skull splatter against the ceiling and unfortunately some of your beautiful work.
Bruce.
John looks visibly pained. But his body does not fall.
That's not...
What?
No, that's...
Rigor Mortis don't stand that quick.
No, that's not... That,
the sign...
Yeah.
Fight fire, please, my dear.
Freeze. Okay. Thank God I'm in a chair.
The sign on his chest begins glowing and expanding, and everything becomes deafeningly silent with a sudden rush of vertigo. There is a soundless flash as Ron's body explodes, showering everyone with chunks of rotting flesh and maggots.
I'm glad I'm in the
covered
corner.
Covered in gore.
I'm glad I'm in the corner.
Yes, another sand roll.
That's a fail.
That's a fail. I really need to just stick to
it. I failed.
All right, you've already lost the maximum sanity on this, so... Huh? No, it's that D6. So John loses another 3. Nikki loses another 4. You can only lose so much sanity from seeing one person carve a yellow sign in his chest, blow his head off, not fall over, and then ritualistically detonate.
What is that number?
Huh? 6.
So, okay, so...
Okay, you're so. One off and they've lost the max for him.
Well, I just lost 7.
I've lost 10 total.
No, it's for the shot, and then...
Okay.
Yeah, the math is kind of weird, don't worry about it.
Okay, nope. That's fine.
Everyone viewing and experiencing this must make sand checks, but I've already made you do those before they slip into unconsciousness.
Med school did not prepare me for this.
No. So take the number of sanity that you lost.
Yeah.
Yes. Divide it by 4, round up, and add that to your Cthulhu mythos.
Cool.
When the investigators awaken, they find that they, along with 3 other patrons, are alone in the coffee shop. It is the woman that Anita. You were talking to, Anita. The African-American gentleman in the wheelchair, and that teenage goth chick.
All right.
Everything on your bodies that could be construed as a weapon or an electronic device are gone.
All right. Okay.
Including all of the cameras and stuff that were on the table and everything.
Okay.
What do you do?
We're in the coffee shop.
You're in the coffee shop.
Is my tea still there?
Your tea is still there.
It might be a little gored, but you know.
Oh.
There's chunks of... There's a maggot floating in it.
Oh.
roll with that team. You know?
I'm glad I said something.
I'm sorry, Nikki. I didn't realize you were about to eat something.
No, it's fine.
I'm glad I said something, though.
Oh, okay. Is Anita still waking up?
Yes.
I'm gonna like get up and walk over and try and help her up.
Okay. She's like,
oh, are you okay?
What? What? She takes her hand and like rubs her the back of her neck, and then very slowly pulls it out as there's like a couple of maggots and red stuck to her hand. Gross. She's like,
just stay calm. We'll go to the bathroom. We'll get cleaned up. Now,
what happened?
He blew his brains out and then exploded.
What?
No, that Kendall guy, Ronald Kendall, he blew his brains out and blew up all of us. I think we all passed out. And now we're awake and there's only the six of us. I don't know. I just woke up and you seem like you need a bit of help, and I don't know. Let's get some towels. Let's get everybody cleaned up. I'm gonna go back behind the bar and try and find like a clean towel and like a pitcher and fill it with water.
Sure, easily done. Okay. Yeah, there's no staff either.
Yeah. Okay. I figured. Just us six. Yep. It was us six. So I'm gonna try and get like if I can like enough towels for everybody mm-hmm. and like pass them out and you know pour some water on people. Just try to get everybody feeling a little bit more human.
After they've been all covered in gore.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stand up slowly.
Okay.
Make sure that, like, I'm okay.
I remain in my chair.
Have all my limbs.
Remain in my chair. I should
say, I'm hobbling as fast as I can.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Remain in chair. Just shaking my head.
I'm not dizzy. Yeah.
So I'm gonna also ask everybody their name. So, Mish, your name?
Razel.
I'm Cynthia.
The golf girl.
My name's Elvira Saunders. What happened to Ron?
He shot himself in the head, and then he blew up.
Weird.
Quiet. And I'm gonna ask the other gentleman his name.
He does not have a right leg.
Was this before or after?
Sorry. Good question. No, the reason why he's in a wheelchair is he only has one leg.
Oh, I guess I missed the wheelchair.
Yes.
All right.
He's still out.
Okay.
But you kind of, like, look around on him.
Yeah.
And it appears that he has, like a camera bag. Like a really nice camera bag, like kind of like Anne's camera bag.
Okay.
And it also has. He's also got like an army jacket.
Okay.
Like a camouflage jacket.
So I'm gonna like you know dip a rag in the water and like kind of like pat his forehead and try and get him to come to a little bit.
Yeah, and he's only about 40, so okay. He's younger than you.
Yeah.
He's like, huh?
You okay? Sure. You all right?
What the hell just happened?
So the Ronald gentleman who was up there. He shot himself in the head, and then he blew up. Then all of us went unconscious, and somehow there's only the six of us here now.
He quickly looks around, and he's just like, who are you?
So I'm Barnabas M. Crow. This here is... it's nice to introduce yourself, young miss.
My name is Cynthia.
I'm Derek. Derek Clean.
Derek Clean, nice to meet you.
Nice to
meet you.
Yes, we also have...
Nice to meet you. He kind of like grabs one of the towels and kind of just like...
Derek Clean.
Yep, Derek Clean.
Clean.
Oh, that's ironic.
D-E-R-E-K-K-L-E-I-N.
I think that's Klein.
Klein?
That okay. is fine.
I was trying to make a joke, but I guess.
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, the joke got the joke registered. That's kind of ironic. But we all. So I'll also let Anita and Elvira introduce themselves.
Yeah. He seems to know Elvira.
Okay.
He. In fact, he kind of has you know some concern for her. Like, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
So you two know each other then?
Yeah. Elvira talks. So she's like, yeah. We kind of. carpool a little bit, okay. You know.
Yeah, no.
Without Derek has a little trouble getting around, so I kind of
I understand.
Carpool with him ever since I got my license.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, young miss.
Well, yeah, it's cool.
Okay, is everybody feeling better, getting a little clean?
Yeah, everyone's kind of breathing. You kind of like pour a pitcher of water for everybody. Everyone kind of takes some water, and you kind of just kind of gather in a non-gory part of the room, which is
behind the counter.
Yeah, which is a little difficult to find.
Yeah.
So, does anybody know why'd he do that? Does anybody know him?
Anita's just like, probably because he stole another poem.
Well, a young gentleman like that.
Before this point, he'd done all original poetry to, like, our knowledge, right?
To your knowledge.
Yeah. It's quite, he'd done all original stuff until now. And I figured, you know, the night where he's copying is the night where...
Whose was it?
Hmm?
The poem he stole.
I don't know the author. Hang on a second. It's in one of these books over here. Okay. And Derek wheels himself over to the, to one of the bookshelves, and he's like...
I'll follow him.
Alright, if you follow him, he's just like, that one.
Yeah, because...
And he points.
I was like, I'm not sure if you can reach it.
Yeah, he points to a thin yellow folio just out of his reach.
Gotcha, I'll grab it.
Okay.
So I'm gonna... So while they're doing this, I'm gonna go check outside.
So the book is called The King in Yellow.
King in Yellow.
Oh. Does it have the symbol on it?
It does not. Oh. The only thing on the front is it's a yellow folio
with the King in Yellow.
Black letters that says The King in Yellow.
Okay.
It is not Tom Ring, John Tyne's version, but that's the only copy of The King in Yellow that I have. That's the actual play.
So I'm gonna go look outside and see if there's anyone else here.
Okay.
I'm letting everybody know as well.
As you go to the large glass windows, you quickly realize that the coffee house is no longer in Whispering Pines behind Juniper Lake. Gone are the mountain woods, gravel-lined parking lot, and familiar stairs. The lakeside now appears to rest along a boardwalk. Beside a dark, misty lake that you've never seen before.
Does, like a city boardwalk or like just a long wooden dock?
Like a long wooden promenade dock that you'd find in like maybe New England.
Okay.
Like right on the, on the thing where there's, you know, shops and stuff and junk like that. You can open that book.
I will open the book.
No, open the book.
I open the book.
I feel like you're waiting for her to find something.
I am waiting for her to find something. Hey, there's one! A small... Okay, so what I will caution you is that that is a highlighted bit in the book.
Okay.
It is not a piece of paper that falls out, because I didn't have time to go through my copy of The King in Yellow and actual highlight.
I see.
So what did you find?
A Place Beyond Death.
Highlighted in?
Highlighted in yellow.
Wow. It's green.
What?
At least
that's totally yellow.
I'm sorry, my work highlighters suck. Let me verify the color. You're right, A Place Beyond Death is highlighted in yellow.
Okay, I will look some more. Now that I've spotted.
So you found highlights. In the book. Go to Act 1, Scene 2, page... Cough.
Cough.
And that poem, the poem that he originally read, falls out.
Okay.
Which I've got two copies of. At least I thought I had two copies of. I do have two copies of. I had three copies of!
Wow, oh. Weird.
Yay.
It is literally the thing that I already read.
Yep.
I'm finding lots of things.
Are the underlined words underlined?
No, the underlined words are underlined because I did it in Notepad++ and...
They're like, that's not a word.
And Notepad++ apparently does not recognize the word Carcosa as an actual
Or
word.
Unshed.
Or Hades.
Would anyone like to do a Cthulhu Mythos roll?
Yeah, sure. I'll try. I'll do one. No, by fail.
You mean that thing that we have nothing in?
We have 02.
Yeah. I failed.
Yeah, so you added that to the wrong thing.
He said write C.
Yes, no. I'm saying when you did the divide by 2 and add.
Or divide by 4 and add.
I thought that was to the C. Okay.
Nope, that's to Cthulhu Mythos.
Okie dokie.
Yes, the C skill is a different
skill. My bad. Anyways.
Does the C stand for carbine?
Yes, it stands for carbine. you find an M4 behind the thing.
That was a good point. They threatened somebody with a shotgun earlier. Is that behind the bar?
You gonna look for it?
Did they?
Yeah.
Well,
I'll ask somebody else while I gaze longingly and think of home.
Okay.
I'm just going to.
So as you gaze out the door, please make for me a spot hidden check. Hey, add your C skill to it. Just John.
Oh. Sad. No, that's a fail.
Okay.
I really get
around. So do I actually.
Wait. I'm off.
I just rolled a 94.
There we go. Now I got it.
I know that it's in here somewhere. There it is. So you shout to someone to look behind the bar. Behind the bar. Does anyone want to do that?
Sure, basically. I'll do that. Right. Because they're buck. Doing something else.
Alright. Give me a listen check.
Yeah.
Alright. And don't forget to spend luck, guys. That's the thing.
Oh.
Yeah,
you don't want to spend 27 points.
You are behind the counter, and you're kind of looking around, and you're like, you're like, where is it usually? I mean, a shotgun.
Where would you keep a shotgun?
Yeah, where do you find a shotgun in a coffee shop? You hear something moving around in the storeroom behind you.
Go to that store.
Okay. It appears to be locked.
I have locksmith.
Okay. She's gonna pick it.
As a doctor?
Go for
Don't
it.
Don't question me. I have my hobbies.
Okay.
Dang it.
And those hobbies are B&E.
Yeah, I break into your...
I had to pay for med school somehow.
I break you and enter your body.
Yeah, and then I find what's wrong, fix you, and then put you back together.
Yeah.
I had to pay for med school somehow.
You robbed the dean. Got it.
I assume these aren't any specific order.
You can assume what you will assume.
Okay.
All right. So did you find anything back there?
It's locked.
The
oh, sorry.
The shotgun?
No. There's no shotgun, but someone's moving the storage room, and that's locked. I could try to brew it down, but I'm not that strong.
Derek comes over as you're doing this, Nikki.
Yes.
And is kind of helps you pull out all of the highlighted things. Words.
Cool.
Which, so yeah, you and him are looking at it.
Oh, awesome.
All right. Do you want me to come and try and help you?
That'd be great.
All right, I'm gonna go back.
You back away longingly.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I think I got.
Actually, I'm going to spend the 9 points of luck that it takes to open that door.
Click.
Okay. As I'm walking towards you.
I got it.
Never mind. It's open.
I got it.
I'm still gonna go open.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said that you two are regulars here?
Yeah.
Alright, inside you find one of the baristas.
Oh.
She is, scared, confused, and a psychology
role. What's her name?
Got it. Psychology role.
Never mind, I'm not gonna spend it then. Okay. I was gonna spend luck, but you passed, so
yep.
Not worried. Her name tag says Sophie.
Sophie.
Don't hurt me.
Hurt you?
What's going on?
Why would we hurt you, Sophie? I'm gonna reach my hand out to help. Is she on the floor?
Yes.
I'm gonna reach my hand out to help her up.
All right, you help her up.
Is she covered in gore?
No.
Because she was in the back.
You okay, Sophie? Do you need some, do you want me to get you a glass of water?
Yeah, yes, please.
I'm gonna go get her a glass of water.
All right, Sophie, I'm let's go sit down.
Yeah, okay.
What happened?
Oh. You're a doctor. I'll let you explain.
Ah, damn it. I chose this job. So, Mr. Kendall was reading that there poetry.
I heard that Ron was up, and then
one
of the customers asked for a cheesecake or something. And I went in, and then all of a sudden I saw a flash of light, and the next thing I knew the door was locked.
Well, you got, if you look around, you got spared a mess. And
oh my god! Where's the mop?
Not now, Sophie. Not now.
I don't know.
But I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this. But he shot his head and then exploded. In that order. Oh, like, head first, then body.
Oh my god. Really?
Yes.
Gruesome.
Oh.
But before he'd done that, he ripped off his shirt and revealed a gory, gory situation here.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Yes, yes it is, and I'm sorry I had to be the one to tell you.
Your past psychology role is telling you that she is trying very, very hard to act shocked.
Yep.
But she is not shocked.
Oh, I mean, a doctor,
Oh my god. Well, what do we do?
Call the police? She, reaches up to the phone, to, like, the wall phone, grabs it, is like, hello? It's dead. Where's my cell? Does anyone have a cell phone? No. And everyone's just like, no.
No. No, we don't, Sophie.
She starts to cry.
Now
I'm gonna just sit in front of the window and walk away.
Okay.
I'm gonna now show you. I understand this is a trying time, but we need to work together and try and figure out what happened here.
Just, she's in a state of shock. Just let her cry.
Okay. I'll leave the glass of water by the table.
Okay. You look over and, Derek and Cynthia are feverishly puzzling over a book.
What would you like
to what you look? Got there?
What's happening?
Yeah, English. Championship key. Song's made ready.
I don't.
Through the.
I'm not done yet.
So yeah, there are words and short phrases highlighted within the King of Yellow in three different color markers.
Yes. I think I got all of them.
One blue, one yellow, one green.
Sure. I'll give these, Emily, I'm assuming you're gonna...
Yeah, you take the blue ones.
Oh, okay.
So I will give you guys a little bit of time to puzzle over that. Weirdness.
I would like to talk to Derek.
Okay. Yeah?
So, Derek, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, Derek Klein. Klein.
I think I saw you earlier with your friend, Elvira. Mm-hmm. You and her had a reaction when you saw Ron perform that poem earlier. Why was that?
He said it was an original work, and yet it's clearly not. And he points to the page in the book where the poem is.
Yeah, but you recognized it.
Yeah, I've read this before. It's pretty good play, actually. Oh, I actually found it.
What's it about?
Well, it's a. Well, it's kind of hard to explain. It's about a city. And There's Casilda and Camilla. They're two girls and a stranger. And there's like a masquerade ball going on, and it's in a palace or a castle. I don't remember. That's weird. Hey, Elvira. And she walks over, like, yeah? Like, do you remember what King and Yell is about? She's like, yeah, of course. I just read it, like, 2 weeks ago. It's about... Well, there's a mask in it, and... And they both kind of, like, lock up. They don't remember what it's about.
Okay. Well, what about that symbol? Was that part of it?
Yeah, I think it's called the yellow sign. It's right here, and he flips over open to the first page, and it's like inscribed on it.
Yeah.
Give me a sand roll.
Okay. Yeah.
You passed?
One under.
All right, you're fine. When you look at the sign, it looks like it almost looks blurry, almost as if it, like, hurts your eyes. Like, you ever see, like, a bad, you know, those eye puzzles where there's, like, a picture inside of something, but it's, like, bad or maybe, like, poorly made, and, like, you're trying really, really hard to focus on it, but, like, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it's... Good God, did... Ron had that on his chest.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I mean, I know that the poem that he read is in the... It's a song that Casilda sings in the song. Yeah, see, it's along the shores of the cloud waves white, the twin suns sink behind the lake, the shadows lengthen in Carcosa. Strange is the night where black stars rise and shadow... Strange moons circle through the skies, but stranger still is Lost Carcosa. John, give me a spot hidden roll with plus C. Songs of the Hyades shall sing, where flaps the tatters of the king must die and heard in dim Carcosa's. Yeah.
64, that's a pass.
Pass?
Yep.
When he says, the twin suns sank behind the lake, you look over, and there are two suns in the sky. Outside. Oh. Sandra.
It's pass.
Okay.
Derek?
Yeah, what's up?
There's two suns across the lake.
What? What are you talking? Oh, God.
Where are we, Derek?
Oh.
Are we in this book?
Oh. A little bit of blood starts to trickle out of his ear.
Mm.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And he's going to do that for a while.
Okay. Can I see the book again? I think there's one that's...
Oh, you missed one?
I feel like I need another word for this as well.
Let me check.
I have eight.
How many of each color do you guys have?
I have eight.
Eight of what color?
Yellows.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have all the yellows.
9 greens. 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You have all of the greens. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You have all the blues, so you found them all.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I'm just kidding to figure this out.
I've got a coherent sentence. I don't think it's right.
What do you think you got?
None shall remain. The way is open through the doorway to unmake death. I feel like something's wrong in the second line.
But... Look at it.
Yeah, I will give you this for free. There are three lines in yellow, two lines in green and two lines in blue.
Two lines in green.
I have Whispering King in the Dead City, join in my dreams, grant my lover and I a place beyond death in your kingdom.
That makes sense.
That's pretty damn good. You want to give me a no roll to no fix roll? Your one problem?
Sure.
Go for it.
Fuck.
No, roll it.
Oh.
Roll another roll. And a no roll is it's education.
Got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
And technically this is down here, but that doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Were really fucking close.
Do the capitals actually mean capitalization?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes, they do.
Okay. All right, then.
They do form two sentences.
Yeah.
Well, sentences. Three sentences, two sentences, two sentences.
Yeah.
Nikki, what do you get?
Okay.
Oh, there is a comma there. Ooh.
The chant is the key. Through the song is the door. The way is made ready. The yellow sun. Question mark.
Yeah, that question mark is, it's ripped. The question mark is ripped through.
Okay.
So you're pretty sure that the yellow sign does not end the sentence.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone is curious what the fix was, it's now, join King in the Dead City, grant my lover and I a place beyond death in your kingdom, whispering in my dreams.
Okay, so they can kind of be sentence fragments.
Yeah, it's...
It's poem.
I have a lot of...
It's poetry.
Semicolons in mine, so...
You do have a lot of semicolons. It's almost as if this was written off of a play or something.
Wow.
I mean, does any of the punctuation mean anything?
You have blue... Yes, all of your punctuation is valid.
Fuck, how do I use a semicolon?
Wanted a sentence but didn't, kept going.
Yeah.
I know because I have one right here.
Yeah, or you can call it a period.
Yeah.
So no, this is definitely not right. So I think...
Wow, that's two of my tattoos.
You have a semicolon tattoo?
Yeah, it's dragonfly. Over here?
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually.
Thank you.
No roll? For some hints?
Yeah.
Haha. I did it.
23. That's under half, I mean.
So hard?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see what we got over here.
I think the first one seems logical. None shall remain, the door is open. The doorway is opened. I switched the way into the doorway. This doesn't make sense.
So you have... None shall remain, the doorway is opened.
Yeah.
And you have...
through death to unmake the way.
You're actually really close to.
Ah.
So what is it now?
Through death, the doorway is opened. None shall remain to unmake the way.
Ah.
All right, now we just need Nikki's.
I'm upset, because I wanted to figure it out by myself. No.
Well, apparently you're trying to figure it out by yourself.
Okay.
Need some help there?
No, I don't want help. I want to do it by myself.
You're not that far off either. It's cool. Yeah, I really like this scenario, because it is essentially a Mythos escape room.
Neato.
Yeah, I love it.
We're going to say something.
I'm going to try the front door.
Okay. It opens.
What does it open out into?
A mist.
A buzzer does not match the windows?
A misty fog.
I can't see anything past it?
Nope.
I'm going to... Close the window. Close the door.
Okay.
But you can see through the window.
Yeah, because we're still on...
I can see through the window in the back.
Oh, okay.
Right? The front door and the back door are on opposite sides of the building?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see. Let me make sure that I can... Oh, I'm sorry. You might be able to see something. So, everyone needs to make a sand check.
Yeah.
Because we're past the half hour point.
I fail.
Yeah, I got it. Hell yeah.
I fail.
Okay. Everyone who passed, lose one.
Okay.
and add it to the thing.
Yep, I failed.
Everyone who failed, lose 3.
I lose 3.
And add it to the thing. And yeah. John, now you can roll your C skill.
One.
You passed it?
Yes.
All right.
Incredibly so.
That's a crit, actually.
Good. You start to look, and the mist sort of parts almost. Like, it gets, it's, you're not really, it kind of hurts your head a little bit, and it's going to cause a sand check in a second.
Yep.
But it almost kind of hurts your head because you're like, you're looking through it, and it's almost as if your eyes can suddenly, like, pierce the veil a little bit. And you can see that there appears to be, a street, like a city street, that this place is on. And it is, cobblestone. Has your character ever been to Europe?
No.
Okay.
No. He's a mountain man.
It's like cobblestone. It's almost like, honestly, it probably... did your character watch TV?
No.
Okay. Did your character ever go to a Renaissance festival?
No.
No.
But you read books?
Yes.
Okay. It kind of looks like a Renaissance-era street.
Okay.
No one's out. There's no horses. There's no cars. There's no carts. But all of the other buildings look like older. Like 14th, 13th century.
Okay.
I figured it out.
What do you got?
The chant is the key. The way is made ready. Through the song, the yellow sign is the door. No.
No.
You want to give me another no roll?
Sure.
Or education type song?
Yes.
All right.
Fix it.
You made almost the exact very small mistake that John made.
What?
Yep.
Through this song, the way is made ready. The chant is the key. The yellow sign is the door. That makes so much more sense.
It does or it doesn't?
It does.
Okay, well, there you go.
All right.
Yeah.
So we have
I kept thinking that was the first sentence, but it so was what's the second order? Sentence.
Hmm? What's the order?
Of the three things?
I failed my sand check, by the way.
Let me see.
For looking out.
Oh, one.
Okay. I think Nikki's is first. Or no, I think Emily's is first. And I think Nikki's is second.
Wait, did they all talk about doors?
No, mine has nothing to do with doors.
Maybe hers is first then.
Yeah, so I think Emily's is first.
Then mine, then yours.
Then yours, then mine.
Yes.
What color? What's the color order?
Yellow, green, blue.
Good.
All right.
Read it off!
Join, king in the dead city. Grant my lover and I a place beyond death in your kingdom. Whispering in my dreams.
Through the song, the way is made ready. The chant is the key. The yellow sign is the door.
Through death, the doorway is opened. None shall remain to unmake the way.
Yay! Here, I'll give you these.
We done it! Hooray!
Yay. Ooh.
So that you can have
Yay.
Have it referenced. So what does it mean?
Yeah, fuck. Analyzing poetry. I was shit at this. I'm a doctor.
I love this.
Somebody thought coming to this place would be real dank.
then he blew up his head.
So they learned this chant to open a doorway.
That's a poem.
That is not a chant.
That's a poem.
That's a song.
In the book,
that's a song.
Which he sees.
Yeah.
It is a song.
Yeah. What's that? Sorry. The song is the to make the way ready, and then the yellow sign that he carved on his chest
is the door. What's the chant? Door. That's the key.
So,
because the song made it ready.
Unmasking the lie. The second poem.
Yep. The one he mumbled.
Yep.
I'm gonna close the door, by the way.
Okay.
So, how is Sophie doing?
Did the door always have a really rustic door pull?
Always.
Okay.
It's a very rustic town, Jason.
Alright, that's fine. No.
So, how's Miss Sophie doing?
She's staring off into space. Well, into Holly.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
What did he say? This is Anita that's freaking out. What did he say? If he did this, maybe we can do it again to get back. That's how this works, right? And she looks directly at Derek. And everyone looks at Derek, and Derek's like, kind of like eyeballs everyone. He's just like, yeah, that's how this works.
How what works?
How do you know?
He kind of looks down at his wheelchair, at where his right leg is supposed to be.
Ah.
He's just like, I think I know why. He kind of glances over you guys. He's like, I think I know why it was us three. I don't know about you three, the player characters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But us three, we've seen things. We've experienced things.
What about Sophie?
Yeah, she's her.
I don't know. Maybe she's experienced things too.
She was in the back.
Maybe she was out of range. Good question. So what do we do?
You try and get home. You know what's up. What do we do?
He like stares down at the book, at the play.
Is there a chant in the play at all?
No. No, there's not. Well, only one thing to do, and he kicks up his foot onto another chair and flips the King in Yellow to page one and starts reading.
Okay.
I'll join him.
There's only one copy.
I'll read over his shoulder.
Rude, but okay.
You want to just do like a reading like we do in Soda, where like you take half the characters and he takes half the characters and you act it out?
Oh no.
Because you know, that won't end horribly.
Let's do this live on mic.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Right. Oh, so, you know, I'll just let him read then.
Okay.
Right.
So I'll go to Anita.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Derek meant by the three of you have experienced things? Maybe us three have seen something or experienced something similar.
I've always had a... strange dreams. And sometimes those dreams kind of come out and they're prophetic almost. It's actually why I'm here today. I went to one of the psychics in town and she told me that I would be needed here. I had no idea what she meant until now. I don't know what good I'm going to do. I did.
Is this like any of your dreams?
No. This is... She looks out at the twin suns setting below the lake. This is different. This is wrong.
What about you, Elvira.
I read a lot. My grandma used to have some strange books around, and she told me not to read some of them, and of course that's what I did, and not good things in there. But somehow after reading them, I've been able to look at things in a different light, you know?
Yeah.
And then Derek, he told us about what he saw in the Middle East, and it's just some of the stuff that he saw and some of the stuff that I read about were the same. And that's why, I guess that's why we hang out so much.
I'm gonna go to Sophie. Does she seem any better?
She's, like, sleeping. Like, passed out on the desk, like, with her head in her hands. Or with her head in her arm.
She wasn't stunned about any of this earlier.
She seemed like it.
No way. I've delivered worse news than this, and shit, that ain't it.
How could somebody sleep at a time like this?
That's someone who already knew about it.
Looking out the damn Twin Suns Tatooine.
Doesn't watch TV, but watches goddamn Star Wars.
Who the
movies.
Fuck hasn't seen Star Wars?
Give me a idea roll.
Yeah. Well, yes, I already thought of that, but I was waiting to bring it up.
Okay.
Sophie, that part of the poem that I put together. My lover and I. Assuming I being Ron. I almost said Rob. His name is Ron. Who be his lover?
Chacuse!
Head wiggles at Sophie.
So they're looking for a life after death together. I hear the Christian church does good things in that front.
I think they're a bit past that.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think the Catholic Church would take too kindly of shunting innocent people into alternate dimensions through death rituals.
Because, yeah.
Because death rituals and shunting into alternate dimensions. And pretty much the whole statement.
Yeah.
Well, so that would mean that Ron might not be dead.
I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, read the bitch pulsating or something?
Like, does he have a stunt double, or?
Let's
this is a place beyond death.
Let's wake up Sophie and ask.
Yeah, but an eviscerated body is an eviscerated body. And let's ask Sophie. You ask her.
Okay. I'm going to sit down in the chair across from her.
Okay.
And just gently nudge her awake.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Sorry, what was it?
Barnabas.
Barnabas?
Yeah. Did you know Ronald?
I knew he came in here occasionally. Not well.
Do you ever...
Everyone give me psychology checks with a bonus die.
I'm calling bullshit on this. Okay, I'm excited. Yeah, odd six.
12.
Get the fuck out here, Sophie. Welp.
It didn't help me.
They were the same.
I failed both of them.
Okay. So you two, you two get the bullshit cues, you do not.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's total lie. Yeah.
No, Sophie.
Yeah, like her eyes dilate, she gets a little flummoxed when she's talking about them.
Sophie, I've had friends I didn't think people would have approved of in my life. You don't get to be my age and not make a couple mistakes every once in a while. Now, we're all trapped here and we just want to go home. Did you know Ronald?
I mean, yeah, I know him a little bit.
Place his hand on her shoulder.
What?
Maru's hand.
What?
You're lying to us. I think you knew him a bit better than...
Okay, I knew him! What was that supposed to mean?
A bit more than knew him.
Okay, what? Yeah, we screwed around. What does that have to do with this? She stands up.
All I want to know, did you know he was planning something like this? Did he ever talk to you about...
I mean, he mentioned that he was depressed a lot, but... She looks over and down at the smear. I don't... Sand checks, everybody.
Sand check.
Pass.
No. Oh, yes. Have I passed? Yes.
Everybody passed?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, everybody lose one.
And add one.
And add one. You all blink, and the floor of the coffee shop becomes like a dirt floor that you would find in like a medieval medieval tavern.
Ah, cool.
Is it still covered in gore?
Yes, it's okay. Still covered in gore.
But
and you look up and it looks like the walls have like a faux stone pattern on them.
Okay.
Instead of wallpaper.
Are we at Renfest? I wanna know.
So did he ever talk to you about taking a trip together? About going someplace?
No. That's the truth.
Did he ever sing to you?
Sing?
Yeah. Or recite poetry?
Yeah, he's a poet. He does it all the time.
Did you hear either of the two poetries he gave tonight?
I was in the back. I didn't hear what he was saying.
Well, the first
That's
one...
That's the truth.
The first one talked about a place called Carcosa.
I don't know. That's a lie.
The second one, he kind of muttered under his breath. I thought I heard a couple of lines. There was a couple of lines I know I heard. I just can't remember.
Masks.
Yeah, it was. He mumbled stuff.
He mumbled some stuff about masks and lines and pretty much every N-word rhymed.
Suddenly, Anita bursts out. She's like, "That's it! We recorded it!"
But none of the electronics are still here.
Yeah.
Wait, Derek. You got that nice camera bag there. Mm-hmm. Were you recording?
No, shit. He just realized that his camera's gone. No, I do landscape photography, still photos.
Oh, very nice.
But Anita's like, "No, but I was."
Do you have your recorder?
No. No, I don't. But if we could find him, and she starts rummaging around. Spot hidden from everybody?
Yeep. Yeah!
Yep.
Yeah.
When you look back at Sophie, she is just in the process of hiding a smile. Or a grin. What?
Sophie.
Why are you bullshitting
us? Being exalted at other people's misfortunes, while I understand is enjoyable and is well within the concept of schadenfreude, I think it's a bit much to revel in other people's lives like this. I'd like you to tell me the truth.
I don't know anything.
Bullshit.
You gonna give me a skill roll?
I mean, I'll use charm. Try and
I will give you charm with a penalty die.
Okay.
Because it's not really something that she's susceptible to, but...
Kindly old grandpa!
I'm aware, but there's other forces at work that you're not aware of. Under normal circumstances, yes, kindly old grandpa would be able to shake the ankles of the cultist and grab the mythos bits.
Oh,
no.
God, way no. I could spend 44 luck.
Do it. I dare you. No balls!
A good cop, bad cop?
I ain't got nothing to scare her with. I'm just a doctor.
You're a teacher, aren't you horrifying?
She's an art teacher.
I'm an art teacher. I don't do scary.
You're right. I've never met a scary art teacher.
I've had a lot of them. I did have a scary art teacher. He was in the military.
Aside from spending to try and succeed, what else does luck do? Occasionally make luck rolls under your thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, 36 isn't that, or 26 isn't that bad.
I mean, someone could try a different tact.
I know. I guess I'm not gonna spend.
John, your spot hidden roll when you saw her smile. How was that a hard or was that a normal?
My spot hidden.
I think it was a hard.
Mine was also a hard.
14 out of 60. So that's like almost.
Mine was also.
That's almost a fifth.
But yeah, I was like a 20. I was a 20 something, so it'd be a hard.
Mine was 4.
4?
Yeah.
What's your spot hidden?
50.
So she crit.
Okay, well then I'll give this to you.
Aha! I jacked that up because I was like, oh, this.
Seems like a good idea. See her eyes.
Yes.
Dart. Very quickly. They didn't find it. They didn't see it. But you see her eyes dart very quickly out the window.
Out the window, you say?
Out the door wall.
Oh, okay.
Gonna look?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready to roll for it, but...
You look out the window, and now you can... Now that some time has passed and you can see through stuff a little bit, it doesn't even require a roll at this point.
Oh, wow.
Halfway between the back door and the edge of the boardwalk, beyond which is the dark mists of the lake, mm-hmm. rests a large tote bag with the lakeside's logo upon it. And it is very clearly the only thing
that's
on the boardwalk that is from here.
Well, that's asking to die by going to go get it. Why not?
What are you going to do?
I'll point it out, and if anyone else wants to go get it, good for them. If not...
I'll go get it.
Good for you.
What is your move rate?
What?
What is your move rate?
Oh, shit, I never calculated that.
Slow.
I never calculated my move rate.
Quattro.
4? Oh my god. So it's 6 rounds.
Told ya.
What? My move rate is a 5.
All right, John, describe what you do.
I did not calculate.
I slowly get up.
It's never come up so fast.
I'm tall. I know. I'm really lanky, and I'm old. I'm brittle, but I'm healthy. So I get up, walk out. Like, I'll get up, I'll open the door. I'll look disappointedly at Sophie, and I will, you know, walk over to retrieve it.
Okay. As you cross the threshold... you hear a small, a very faint, you hear Sophie very faintly mutter under her breath, "Thank you for visiting the lakeside. Please come again."
Woohoo!
So you walk over. Do you have any stealth of any kind?
Yes.
Okay.
Damn.
Let's see how this goes.
Hold on. My move rate is 8.
Damn! You should have gone.
I'm small.
Okay, what's your stealth at?
40.
40? Okay. The lakeside's deck is big because it's meant for, you know, when it's nice and warm in the summer outside, it's supposed to be large.
Yeah, like a nice patio space.
Yeah, like a nice patio space where you'd have like an outdoor banquet or something like that. You walk out and you're able to, what kind of shoes are you wearing?
Boots.
They're, boots, like steel-toe boots, like hard-sole boots or soft-sole boots?
Soft-sole, because I walk around in the forest a lot and kind of like the traction.
You walk up to the thing and there's basically like a wooden step that goes down to the lake, or what's supposed to be Juniper Lake.
Mm-hmm.
As you go down there, you notice that the steps are now stone. Keep going?
Yep.
Alright.
Somebody's got to do it.
Give me a spot hidden check.
Do I add Sienna? Just spot hidden?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's pass.
Alright, cool. Give me a standard roll.
It's pass.
Okay. As you walk up to the bag, you grab it.
Mm-hmm.
You look at it, and then you look up just in time to see something large and long come shooting out of the lake and attack you. It's a massive tentacle.
Tentacle?
Would you like to dodge?
I'd like to try.
All right. what do I
What's got? What's your dodge?
Half ducks.
Yeah, but what is his dodge? I want to know.
I passed with a 44. I know what my dodge is.
Nine.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Old man's shit. Like, woo!
He's as like, try again,
tentacle goes, wham!
I want you to know, my pass was a half of 35.
Ooh.
Nicely done.
All right.
You have the bag. You it's have a tentacle. 17. Oh, God, there's another one. What do you do?
Run as fast as my old man bones will take me.
All right.
By the way. Half of 35 to 17.
Thank you.
All right.
That's my dodge as sure well.
Mine's 25.
How many more tentacles do I get?
That's a good question.
Now I want to find a full-length picture of my grandfather.
Yeah. It lashes out with immense tentacles, covered hooked suckers, and attempts to grab and drag victims into the lake.
Oof.
On the first run, one tentacle attacks. On the second, two, third, three, and so on. So I get two tentacles now.
You get so many.
Yeah. It's almost like it's a freaking fish monster. Huh.
Unlimited tentacles.
That one is a fail. Oh, God.
Of the things to be unlimited, tentacles is not it.
Oh, God. I fell off the chair. Where did the die go? There it is.
Unlimited tentacles.
I pass with 21.
I will spend the 5 luck to pass that.
What was that? What would that be on a pass? Because you have to
It'll
roll.
Be a 17.
Okay, perfect. Sand rolls.
I'm like, sand rolls?
I know it!
No.
I pass.
No, I do not.
You take one. You take one.
Really?
Yep.
Kind of.
How do I have to not make one?
You're running.
You did.
All right.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
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 You want to make another one?
No.
No.
You don't want more C?
I mean...
Not yet.
Yes, but not like this.
Oh. Not like this.
Never like...
All right, so that was 4, so 3. So you are now...
Running back.
You've moved 4 meters, so you have...
Is there nothing for running?
Hmm?
Is there nothing for running?
Nope. It's move rate. Well, you would... actually, no. You can hustle, but you would lose your chance to dodge.
And it would have grabbed me and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not going to dodge 3 of these.
Okay.
Like,
I do have to hit them.
How far am I from the door?
Three of your normal walk turns to go. So like,
It was 6 rounds to get there and back.
No, it's normally 3, and yours is half of a normal person, so it's 6. So I didn't start attacking you until round 5 because it didn't see you the first time. So you went there, grabbed the bag. So it's 1. 2. 1 went on the turn that you picked it up. You moved. 2. Then you got to move.
I'm slightly 3, 4, 5. I'm not. I'm half a normal person, is 8, right?
Yep.
God. Okay.
Yeah, this is... You're, like, the exact bad character to be doing this.
Because these two aren't fucking helping me.
I said if no one wanted to do it, I'd do it. You said you wanted to do it.
I didn't say I wanted to do it. I said I would do it.
Well,
You know I'm a slow old man.
You scream and argue. So run or...
I didn't know I did, but...
And you can throw the bag. But it doesn't care about the bag. It calls. It cares about you.
Yeah, but I'll just fucking throw the bag and die. Yeah, I'll throw the bag and I'm gonna try and continue dodging and walking. Like, all right,
sounds good.
I'll throw it when it grabs me. I guess
43. Failed the second. Failed the third.
Alt 7.
Oh my god.
Damn.
So at this point, if you throw the bag, it will land. At the door.
Just gonna... If I throw the bag, can I dodge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because throwing the bag is like... It's basically taking up your attack.
Okay. I'll throw the bag to these goofballs.
Yeah!
The staircase in the deck doesn't help me?
No, because the damn thing is like... It's like Cthulhu-sized.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's okay.
Failed one. Passed one with a 42. Failed two. Oh my god. Passed one with a 24.
Ooh. Okay, so let's do the 41. This thing... I'm gonna spend 40.
Okay.
Woo-hoo! Sorry, no, I don't have to spend 40. I have to spend... So I need a 17. I'll spend the 35.
Okay. Actually, I might be able to take one hit from this thing, because you have a massive amount of health, right?
Yeah, but it grabs me, you said.
Yes.
Oh, yes, it is a grab. You're absolutely correct. Sorry.
I need to spend... Give me a second, I need to math real quick.
So, assuming that he dodges this one, mm-hmm. he will get in range where you two can... pull him and assist with the grab.
I will prepare to do so.
Okay, after you kick the bag in?
It's around my ankle.
Okay.
I'll spend the 24.
Okay, what's Woo-hoo! Your luck at?
11.
Okay. Alright, I got 5 of these.
Even with these schmucks pulling me in?
You
pass with a 10. Fail. Pass with a 41. Fail. Fail.
So 10. 2. I'll start with the 41.
Okay.
Actually, I'll start with the 10. Nope.
So it got ya?
Yep.
Alright. He's almost there! Grandpa, no!
Grandpa, no!
Rip, Grandpa. No, hang on.
It's going to grab me and pull me in. There's no way I can fucking do anything.
Yeah, but it pulls you at a move rate. He grabs his ankle and he goes, whoop! What do you do?
Well, I try to grab him.
Okay. Easily done.
Grab.
Okay.
I will not get. Then I will also grab him, and now it's a battle of forces.
All right. So the way we're going to do this is we're going to do it as an opposed strength roll of your strengths.
Oh God.
Added 40. Together.
What's yours?
30.
70. All right.
Versus mine.
All right. All right. Ah, heck! Let me get my good dice in here.
Pass with a 65.
Can I lock it?
Yes.
Can lock it, I shall!
What do you need to lock it down to?
So I need a 74, yeah?
No, you need you need to beat a 65.
Oh, a 65.
So what did you roll?
81.
81, so you
I
need
to... I got it, though.
You got it?
I got the
You
lock.
Need 17.
All right, cool. All
right, 17 minus 71, that's...
So John takes 7 damage. What leg do you want to be... gone.
Right.
Your right leg? All right. He's almost there. He goes, ugh!
And we go, ah!
And you grab one arm, you grab the other arm, and then John tries to go shooting back, but you're standing strong. You're like, no, Mr. Crazy Tentacle, you shall not have him! And then all of a sudden, you're just like, and then John's screaming like, ah! And then all of a sudden, you hear ripping sound.
I know that sound too.
Yeah, no, it's not a pretty sound.
No, it's not.
You hear a ripping sound, and John, you hear feel an extreme pain in your leg, and then you all go that way, and John's right leg goes that way.
Good thing my foot has the bag hooked, so it comes with us.
Yay!
Hooray!
See, I told you you'd survive.
No, because I'm gonna bleed out.
I'm a medic.
She's a doctor.
Do you have medical tools on you? She knows her weapons.
She can first aid.
Yeah, I can first aid.
With what?
Anything.
It's a coffee shop. There's
stinks. In the back.
Yeah,
there's first aid cat.
Oh, yeah. We have an extensive first aid kit at Starbucks.
Extensive first aid kit?
Shut up.
All right. Roll your first aid skill.
And I'll bring that down to 60, so I pass.
All right.
Just for you, John.
Roll D3. Aw, they love you.
Can I have a D3?
I mean, you can have a D6 and divide it by 2.
Fine.
So 5?
Yeah.
So divide by 2 is 3. John, you heal 3. Where do you put the bag while you're patching his leg up?
Hand it to me.
Yes.
Okay.
There's no way I'm leaving it unattended with Miss Little Sophie over there.
All right.
Because fuck her.
That's what you look like.
Aside from balding, yeah.
And minus one leg.
Yes, and minus one leg. Let's not forget.
Yeah, the 7 damage that wasn't even half my total life killed my leg.
Yep, well.
Yep.
So now I'm...
Rip.
Bummed forever.
Now you're 2. Your move rate is 2.
Does it say that in the rules, Jason?
I don't know. I'm just educating right now. Adjuncting.
Right. So...
To be fair, you just lost the leg. I don't think you'd be able to move very well.
That was horrible.
Right.
That was gross. I'm going to look through the bag.
All right.
I'm a restrained Sophie.
How?
Hold her, tie her up, whatever I got.
Okay. Give me a fighting brawl check.
Fine. Yeah,
no. No? Okay, she pulls a gun.
What the fuck?
You look through the bag?
Yep.
There is everyone's electronics.
Score!
And everybody's weapons.
Hand them out.
Help!
The electronics?
Yes.
Give me a spot hidden roll.
Yeah, okay.
None of us had any weapons. They had mace.
We had mace. That is pass. You had
any weapons. You had
pass.
No, I didn't.
Fuck, you're right.
You find a rather large pistol in there.
Fuck, yeah.
Oh, hey. That's the one that was probably in the coffee shop.
Or it might be Derek's.
Oh, that's
he's a veteran.
That's who.
I'm going to...
Help!
Grab it.
She's pointing a gun at me.
So at this point, we're going to go into initiative. So what's everyone's dexterities?
My dex is 50.
35.
And mine is 65.
Fuck!
No, I just read. So everyone in the Call of Cthulhu thing has a subtext. It's Sophie McKendrick doesn't get a tip.
I mean, I don't get tips.
I'm sorry. Bang! I missed.
Thank God. And ow! My ears!
I just have the gun because I didn't know who to hand it to.
What kind of gun does she have?
Sophie?
Yeah.
It appears to be like a 380 automatic, kind of similar to Anne's pistol.
Okay.
So it's cute.
It's so tiny.
Like a compact.
Cute, but definitely.
Yes. 38 compact.
Me.
You.
Run away. With hands over my ears, because ow!
Okay. You run away. Next.
Me?
You guys are both 35?
Yes.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I'm going to run towards the noise because my teacher training.
Yes.
I mean, she's right there. I mean, you guys are probably in the same rather large room.
Okay. Well, still gonna be like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Point the gun.
She has a gun.
Yeah, you have a gun.
I don't know how to use it, but I'm gonna point it at her.
Okay.
And threaten her.
Hers is bigger.
Sure, hers is bigger.
Yeah, that's what I'm
right. John!
I'm going to sit and start to adjust to the single leg life. I throw my boot.
That's something you can throw. I throw the boot on my other leg. So you're getting your boot off.
I ran.
You ran. Don't even try it. Points the gun at Nikki. Nikki points the gun at her.
Yes. What do you want? I put my hands up.
Huh. Wow. Wow.
I don't know how to use it.
Wow. What? Holy, wow.
I want all I ever wanted was to I just wanted to see what would happen. I never intended for any of this to happen. But now it's happened. And all we have to do is wait now.
Okay. I want to drop the gun and kick it away towards John's character, but make it not look like I'm trying to do that. Okay. And I want to keep her talking.
Give me a dex check.
Okay. 69.
No.
So no.
No.
Alright. So you kick it in John's general direction.
Okay.
But you'd have to take a move action to get to it. It's possible.
It's within two move?
It's within two move.
What about Sir Derek? Where are he at?
He's... give me a luck check.
No.
He's on the other side of the room.
Not reacting to the fact that she just tried to shoot me?
No, he's okay. Reacting, but there's not much he can do.
Okay. The reaction is, don't get yourself shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rude, but whatever.
What are you going to do to keep her talking?
What did she say? Just, like, what was
all we have to do now is wait.
Wait for what?
About an hour and a half, I'd say.
What happens then?
What's already happening, and it will simply be complete.
Well, what is it?
Can't you see? She kind of, like, motions with the gun, like, up. You look up, and you look up at the ceiling, okay. And, like, the fluorescent lights that are above, that are in the ceiling, have now changed into, like, candelabras. Okay. Hanging candelabras with actual, like, flame candles in them.
Okay. How did you do it?
I didn't do anything. It was all Ron.
How did he do it, then? You must have taken some part in it.
She kind of motions to the book.
Why did you pick poetry night?
The ritual requires a certain amount of conscious presence. This was the best way to get everyone here.
And by everyone, do you mean the people in this room?
The people that used to be here. They're not anymore. They're now suffused with this place. Don't! She points the gun off to her side. As you can see that Elvira was kind of like trying to sneak up on her.
Mm-hmm.
And rolled a 96.
Oh.
even try it. She kind of backs off. It's like, so.
Am I ever going to be able to throw this boot Yes.
Do you want to throw it now?
Yeah, I've been waiting for you to tell me to be unable to throw the damn boot.
Sorry, I completely forgot about you.
I mean...
He's like, that's nice. Ha!
No, I fail.
How much did you fail by?
Athletics?
Or, what were you rolling at?
I don't know.
Dextem's fine. Just Dextem's
fine. There is a
fine.
Throw skill.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Whatever. Dextem's five. I called it.
No, I fail. By 30.
By 30?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if it distracts her, though. Wow, she really doesn't have a good one of this. Oh, she still passed it. She's like...
Fuck!
Boot nice why? Try.
Boot why?
We're in a Mexican standoff.
Is it cold?
No, because our person with a gun dropped a gun and gave it to somebody who also can't use that gun.
Oh no!
You have training, I don't have any training.
In rifles and shotguns! And Jason said I couldn't bring either of those in.
That's correct. So. What does everyone want to do? Otherwise, we're just going to sit here until Kirkosa subsumes
the place. I'm going to try and fucking sneak over to the pistol.
It's not going to be stealthy. Dex check. He dives!
What do you know? I fail.
Alright.
Can I?
Huh?
Stealth to grab the mace?
Well, hang on, because a lot of stuff is going to happen
That's
here.
That's fine.
Because the thing is that him diving for the gun means that she's going to point the gun at him and fire, which means that everyone else is going to get a chance to tackle her.
Aha!
So...
I don't even know where I am.
Uh-huh. Where do you want to be? Where are you? What do you even do?
Well, she was tending to my fucking gone leg.
Okay, so you're probably... within a rush distance, if you wanted to tackle her.
Okay, cool.
Do you want to tackle her?
I am small. Let me think about this.
Well, it's kind of happening a little quick.
I know.
Nikki?
I have the mace.
Yep.
In my bag.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to like... I'm just going to like palm it and like...
All right, let me shoot John.
Yeah.
I miss.
While she's distracted, I'm gonna.
Yeah, she's not very. Go figure. Barista's not very good with pistol.
Wow.
That was three rounds that she shot, or only two? I
can't. That was the second time she shot.
That was the second time. Okay. Yeah. So John dives for the gun. You get it, but you don't get it up in time. She shoots at you, misses, hits the stone floor or something like that. Elvira, huh?
It's a dirt floor.
Yeah. Elvira comes up and is going to attempt to tackle her. Miss.
I join her!
Ah!
It's a dex, yeah?
Yes.
All for that, for a win.
You got her!
Yar!
Nikki, you spray mace.
Please not into me.
That was a success.
Alright.
Hooray!
She is done.
Ah!
Hands down!
So you tackle her. And she's maced.
Ooh, ow.
She twitches and flies the gun. John, you have a 1911 now. What's going on?
I want to grab... Can I, like, go after the other gun? Her gun?
Sure.
She threw?
Okay. Easily done.
Cool.
I'm going to drag myself over to Derek.
Okay. You do?
I'm going to give him the gun.
Oh, well, thanks, sir.
he
kind of, like,
away.
Helps you up.
I got nothing to stand on.
You have a leg to stand on.
No, with the other damn side.
That's the side he's holding you on.
Yeah, that's fine. He kind of helps you up.
So I'm like fucking propped up on his shoulder and like have to hop.
Well, yeah. Unless you want to just be on the ground and useless.
So that happened.
That happened. She's screaming in pain because being maced sucks.
Yeah.
What do you guys do?
Derek, how the hell do we get home? He's been reading, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. Do we have the recording?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
We can check.
I finish handing out everybody's stuff.
Okay.
I'm just, like, laying on her.
You hand Amira the, or Anita, I'm sorry. But... you hand Anita her, like, it's like a palm camcorder. She rewinds it, and she's like, yeah, I got it. She's like, what do you do with Sophie? She's still screaming and writhing on the floor.
I'm just gonna pile a bunch of shit on top of her.
Just bury her in crap?
Yeah, like a table and some chairs and some more tables.
You should, like,
and
tie her up with towels or something.
If you want to get close to her, sure, have fun.
Not really, but
that's what I thought. Keep piling shit on her.
All right,
buried underneath a bunch of shit.
Derek's like, I wonder if it has to be willing. All right. Can you gag her?
I spray her mouth.
What? Oh, so gross. I grab a towel.
She screams harder?
I grab a towel and stuff it in her mouth.
All right, there we go. Good. What, John?
I was going to tear off some of my shirt and stuff in her mouth.
But we have towels.
We have so many towels.
She doesn't. She only deserves blood-filled rags.
Ugh. Wow. All right, so Derek's like, okay, so from what I've been able to determine, it seems like the only thing that we need to do is do the ritual again. If you do the ritual here, it takes you to Earth. And if you do the ritual in Earth, it takes you here.
Okay.
Does that make sense to everyone?
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Here's the problem.
That's one hell of a ritual.
And?
Someone has to die.
Correct.
Let's try it first once with an unwilling host and then once with a willing. If the first time doesn't work.
Are you prepared to have that blood on your conscience?
She's already got enough on hers.
Sand checks from you two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Failed.
I failed.
Alright. This does not add to your C skill. 5 and 2. Alright.
So.
Are we ready?
Yep.
I guess.
Does anyone have a knife?
There's one in here, I'm sure.
Alright, yeah, you dig for one. Find like a sharp cake knife or something.
Like a
bread knife, bagels. Yeah,
I'll take it.
Alright. I guess we'll try her first.
Yeah.
Hold her down.
All right.
Okay.
Give me a sand check, John.
Holy shit.
I lost a leg because of this bitch.
No, it's fair.
I pass.
All right. Okay. That's fine.
That damn leg.
You kind of, like, have the book, and you're just like...
It looks like this.
You're just like, okay, it's a little writhy, but...
I need to be able to make precise, clean cuts for taxidermy.
No, you're probably ideally suited for this. Do you actually have, like, a taxidermy skill?
Yeah, art taxidermy. Perfect. 75.
Roll it.
Damn. I'm good at my job.
Good.
What'd you got?
53.
Perfect.
Good.
Yeah, so yeah, you tear her shirt off. And, like, right on her breastplate, you just kind of, like, carve it, and it's, like, all bloody and gory and nasty and stuff. As you complete it, the blood, it stops bleeding, and it starts to, like, before your eyes, it starts to get infected.
Mm-hmm.
Sancha? Oh,
okay. Nope.
I also failed.
Everyone failed.
Everyone failed.
Everyone failed today.
3.
All right.
That's 3 for everyone. So little for this.
Include in the C or not?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Who would like to sing the song of Casilda?
I will. All
right. Here you go.
Okay.
Do I actually have to say it? Can I just read
Yes.
it? I don't want to sing it.
He didn't sing it.
I'm just going to read it. Along the shore, the cloud waves break. The twin suns sing behind the lake. The shadows lengthen in Carcosa. Strange is the night where the black stars rise, and strange moons circle through the skies. but stranger still is Lost Carcosa. Songs that the Hyades shall sing, where flap the tatters of the king, must die unheard in dim Carcosa. Song of my soul, my voice is dead, die through unsung as tears unshed. Shall dry and die in Lost Carcosa.
During the Song of Cassilda, reality undergoes a sort of tug of war as altered items and forms begin to return to their original state. So,
oh dear.
The chandelier starts to go back to fluorescent lights, the floor starts to go back to carpet.
It's very disorienting.
Everything suddenly becomes blurry and the ground begins to tremble. There are flashes of light and bursts of sparks in midair, and gusts of wind shatter all windows inward.
Ooh.
Everyone give me a dodge check.
I failed.
Half-dex. I pass.
All right. Emily, you're fine. Mickey and John take 2 points of damage. Who wants to recite the chant? I just need a person to do it.
I'll do it.
John will do it? Okay.
Unless Emily wants to.
I was asking if the recording would suffice or not.
It will not.
Okay. I'll do it then.
Okay. During the reciting of the chant and the drawing of the yellow sign, which actually, yeah, she would have to do it because you have to draw the sign.
Okay.
The door shatters inward and mist fills the room. A hunchback figure shambles into the room. It screams at everyone in an alien language, pointing with one hand and holding what appears to be a scroll, like almost a proclamation in the other.
Fuck you!
Yeah, sand checks.
Yeah!
I pass.
I failed.
This is fine.
You failed.
I failed.
Take one.
This is fine.
Okay.
Angry cat.
Yep, angry cat.
I imagine that's what the man sounds like.
Yes, exactly. Sounds like two cats fighting. As the chant ends, it waves a bright light, and total darkness washes over everyone. During the strobe light effect, the hunchback vanishes and is replaced by a tall figure wearing a pallid mask and tattered robes of filthy yellow.
Ah.
John. Third part of the ritual. How do you do it?
I plunge the blade into her chest.
Okay.
Her still beating heart.
She screams, and then doesn't scream anymore, and there's a flash of black. Everyone give me sand rolls.
Yeah.
Passed.
I passed.
Well, wow. Passed.
Okay.
This is fine.
Everyone lose one. Apparently the king in yellow ain't that scared, you fucks.
It's like, ah, oh, there he is.
I feel like a giant tentacle monster tearing my leg off is a little bit more frightening than a man in tattered clothes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, with all the other...
Because I don't know who this man in tattered clothes actually is.
Adult life is weird enough, this may as well happen.
Mm-hmm. So you awaken to the sound and feel of rushing water.
Hello?
It appears that you wake up and you're inside of the room, but the room is rapidly filling with water.
Hello?
What do you do?
Get up and get out.
How? Where?
The broken windows.
All right, so you just swim out, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Does anyone have the swim skill?
No.
Just base.
Just base.
All right, so then we'll just do dex times fives.
Okay.
And really only a fumble matters here.
Somehow passed.
I use one luck to pass.
I passed.
All right. Everyone swims out of the building.
What about Derek?
That's now in the water.
Derek.
What about Derek?
Did he swim out?
Is he there?
You don't see him.
Do we see any of them? Anita and like Elvira.
Give me a spot hidden check.
That's a note for me.
It's a note for me, dog.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll spend 7 and pass.
Alright, sure.
This is a one shot.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, all three of them pass their swim checks.
Nice!
Yeah.
Even with Derek's penalty.
Woohoo!
Oh, fuck, would I have had a penalty?
No.
No.
I'm just hand-waving it. It makes sense for... Actually, no, he wouldn't have a penalty. Because he's, like, upper strong body arms. Strength.
Yeah.
Strong arm.
No, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, everyone's fine. Besides, your penalty is the fact that your dex already sucks.
Because I'm old!
You break the water.
Woo!
John, you feel an incredible sigh of relief. As you appear to be back in Juniper Lake. In Juniper Lake.
Do I see the familiar trees?
You do.
Do I see a shoreline?
You do.
I swim towards it and think of home.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get to that shoreline.
Although I've got to go to the hospital 85 minutes away.
I have a car. That's faster than the ambulance because they're also 85 minutes away.
There is no lakeside. Like
Just the coffee house is gone.
The coffee house is not there.
Well, yeah, it's at the bottom of the lake.
Yeah.
And in its place is a massive, tattered, gnarled, ancient tree.
Neato!
Cool.
Cool.
Your cars are still there.
Nice.
Only your cars are still there.
All right.
What about these three?
Hmm?
Including Anita, Elvira, and Darren. Well, Elvira's.
They all passed. So, yes. So, there's two additional cars there.
Okay. Because we assume that they're there.
Elvira took...
Took Derek.
When you guys get back to town and all this other stuff, there is no record or recognition that a coffee shop called the Lakeside ever existed.
Is it, a reasonable... Like, what...
Like, is it still, like...
Is it still today? The same time, like...
Is it yes. still today?
So we didn't time travel?
Nope. No time has changed.
Cool. I'm getting him to a hospital.
Okay. That's probably a solid bet.
Yeah.
I will go with you to the hospital.
Everyone give me one last sand roll.
Okay. Because what the fuck? I passed.
Ooh, I failed.
I failed.
Okay. And this does not add your C skill, so...
Passing!
One, John lose three, Nikki lose three. No, sorry, two. You note that there are other changes to the world.
Hmm.
London is no more.
I see.
It appears to have been consumed by a massive, the news is calling it an asteroid attack. Or an asteroid attack.
I know
an asteroid impact.
Yep, I know where we're at.
The asteroids have attacked. We are at war.
With space!
Fuck. We can't even control our own planet.
In addition, there was apparently some sort of nuclear weapon accident on the Welsh coast.
Yep.
Man, fuck England, I guess.
Yeah, every scenario we've done in England has ended poorly.
Yeah.
Wait, were these other scenarios?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure all of them had me in it.
And that was poetry night. What did everybody Woo! Think?
Liked it.
That was fun. Chris is gonna be real upset.
Good up until the fucking leg.
Sorry.
That was your
At least
fault.
We saved you.
As soon as the tentacle started, y'all two could have ran out to help me.
Yeah.
And had us also get grabbed?
Multiple targets for multiple tentacles.
No.
It only does... It would have done two, and then three, and then we would have been back.
Or we would have been dead.
Yeah, well...
I dodged, seven fucking tentacles. Which was Don't amazing. Give me that.
That was amazing. And you lived.
What's your luck down to?
Four.
Damn.
It started at 70.
There you go, man. And what's everyone's Carco skills at?
17.
16.
All right. So there you go. I'm going to be saving these characters.
Yes!
Because I have an idea for them.
Yay!
So make sure you write your name.
I like
so, transfer to Delta Grad?
Nope.
No. Barnabas would not make a good Delta Green agent.
Neither would Russell.
He's the one-legged, one-legged grizzled veteran. All right, sounds good. So, right. So everyone had fun. Everyone liked it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, it was a good scenario. I actually did really like this.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.